Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
This good day, it is a gift from you. The world
Dougie. That's what Jennifer calls me anyway. Dougie.
That's what I call you.
Dougie. Roberta, what do you call me? I don't know, Roberta.
It's nice. It's not complimentary.
Oh, that's not necessarily true at all.
No, she loves you, Dougie. We all do.
That's not very convincing.
Okay, here she
what?
Is.
What, Kara?
Roberta.
Oh, well, I was having a conversation. I thought Kara was there as well. We were just off sort of onto a tangent of what people call me. I was interested in what Roberta called me because I have forgotten what
Anybody
she called you.
Have you home?
What?
Oh, my God.
What did she say?
She said, hello, is anybody home?
Now, okay. Let's keep going. Never mind.
Never ask me to shine a flashlight on that. Dougie, come on.
Hal Linden was interviewed. Because Abe Vigoda died. Abe Vigoda was one of the real characters of the mid-television era, I'd like to say. 60s, 70s, 80s. He was basically a Broadway guy, I think, Roberta, at first. He was involved in more plays than anything else and was the quintessential New Yorker. So with his passing, a lot of people, including Hal Linden, who worked with him on Barney Miller, wanted to be heard. So here, Linden, who is on a program talking, this is Chad Benson, who's on in the afternoon on Radio America, which is our originating network. He talked about Linden, he talked about Vigoda and what he remembered most about him.
When he started Fish, he was in his mid-50s. He wasn't an old man at all. He was a man in his prime. What you saw was the result of a very capable character actor playing a part. He played it so well that everybody just assumed he was ancient. So much so that when the show did our last episode and we had a wrap party, he was in New York and the wrap party was in California, so he didn't come. And I think it was Rona Barrett who printed the next day that everybody was at the wrap party except the late Abe Vigoda. And Abe spent the next 25 years denying he was dead.
That's great.
So Linden goes on to talk about what Vigoda brought to his work.
Certainly the best television experience I ever had in terms of creativity, in terms of work. We had a repertory company, basically, of really fine actors. If you remember correctly, we didn't start with any comedians. There were no comics on the show to begin with. They were just actors who were creating characters, and it worked so well that, we did a body of work that any repertory company would be proud of. And a lot of it was due to Abe, no question about it.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda passing away. I think he was 89, was he? Something in that vicinity.
I thought 94, wasn't he?
94, was he?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He certainly looked old when he played the part, and he looked old when the last time you see pictures of him from the last 3 or 4 months, he looked pretty old, but 94 is pretty old. Some students in Arizona have done something that, once again, is praiseworthy, but they didn't do it to get the praise. You, all of you, remember certainly moving away from home. Hopefully all of your children are out of the house if they are of age, and Richie still has to live through that. Roberta's children are gone. My children are gone. Jennifer's moved out of the house. So when you think about what has transpired, have you had fun? Do you miss your mother? Do you miss the food?
I'd go back.
I never left home. I went straight from living at home to getting married. I never
really?
Left home. Yep.
Really?
And I got married at 26.
And you
living
so you lived
alone
well, but that's
is
the way the Italians.
Building.
That's an Italian.
Well, the thing is, I was an only child, and my parents were never there, so essentially, I did live alone.
Yeah. All right. Well, your parents were working 24
yeah,
hours
they were
a day
working,
at the restaurant.
So, yeah. So they were never there. So I basically brought myself up.
There's an honors college at Arizona State called Barrett. And there's a story about a woman named Vicki Davis, who was sort of a surrogate mother to a lot of these students who came to school and missed their home. More and more children who are going to school now are either staying closer to home, or when they get there, they feel like they're missing their parents. I couldn't wait to get out of my house. I couldn't wait to go to Ohio. That was as far away as I had applied to schools. Otherwise, I'd have probably gone further away. It was important for me to get away. It's important for most people, I think, to declare their independence, although less of that is being done now. And so when there is a circumstance where, like in this case, there's a college that this woman sort of became attached to a lot of the students. Nobody asked her to. But she, I'm reading what one of the students said in the article that we have at DougStephan.com. Quentin Woods, who is a biomedical engineer major, said, from the first time I visited the school till when I came, she has always created a welcoming presence, this Vicki Davis. She has done it for years with hundreds of students. They call them Barrett babies. She's funny. She's friendly. She just helps us to feel comfortable. So she moved to Arizona from Chicago a couple of years ago to work in this school. She engaged in social media. She went to lunch breaks. She's like a house mother. So a lot of people have developed great relationships with her. And she told the students last year that her dream was to go and visit the Northern Lights, somehow or other see the Northern Lights. And so the students in this college got together, they arranged funding, and they have sent her on a trip to see the Northern Lights. Isn't that, they set up a GoFundMe account, but basically it was the students in school who came up with the money. They raised a couple of $1,000s and sent her off on her way. But isn't that, it's just kind of a nice, warm story. I don't know that I'd want to go on a trip to see the Northern Lights.
I would. Are you kidding?
Would you really?
I'd love to see him. Yeah. I just missed him when I was in Alaska once. I'd love to have seen him.
Yeah. Well, the point is that a lot of good people are doing a lot of good things. Here's the story of that pig that they saved, this family saved from the snow. Did you see that little picture of that little pig?
Yep, cute. Check it out. It's so cute.
Yeah, it's very cute. Very, very cute. All right, so now the TSA is in the news today again. Transportation Security Administration says screeners have found a record number of firearms as we get into the new year. 2,653 guns discovered, people trying to get them onto planes. 83% of them were loaded, up 20% from this time last year. Carry-ons from 236 airports around the country, including Dallas, Atlanta, Houston, all the big airports, and some of the smaller ones. Interestingly enough, the most successful attempts were made at small airports. I find that very interesting. People have figured it out. You want to carry a gun on a plane? Go to a small airport. I think that's the message here. If you want to get on the plane, I don't know what you expect to do with it, but that's the message I get out of it. Imagine that. 2,600 guns discovered, and 83% of them were loaded. Oof. 43 past the hour. This is Good Day.
Today on App Check, Remote, free from Apple, allows you to sync and control iTunes and Apple TV from any iDevice over your home Wi-Fi network. Remote. It's a hit.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The Harvard Business Review reports three college frisbee buddies from Notre Dame turned their used textbook resale website into a $21 million company with 200 employees. By partnering with more than 1,600 college campuses and 1,000 libraries, Better World Books has donated some $5.5 million to literacy and education causes now, along with diverting thousands of books from permanent landfills. This is now known as the triple bottom line, boosting people, planet, and profits all at the same time.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Olympian's long jump of 29 feet, 2.5 inches won him a gold medal in 1968, shattering the previous mark by 2 feet. His feat remains an Olympic record to this day.
Here he goes for his opening leap. Oh, it's an enormous one. My goodness me, it's an enormous one.
So where is Bob Beamon now? Bob's name became an adjective, Beamon-esque, referring to spectacular feats of athleticism. Bob worked as an athletics administrator at both Chicago State and Florida Atlantic. Today, he's CEO of the Art of the Olympians Museum, which collects paintings and sculptures by Olympic athletes. And what does Bob think about athletes who want to break his Olympic record?
I really enjoyed sitting back with my light beer from Miller and watching them try.
Bob, still beaming after a few beers. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Is your child aging you? Well, probably so. Here's the unfortunate biological science of it. Recently, a mom said to me that her children were making her older than her time, and a British study suggested she's quite right. The more children a woman bears, the more carefully related diseases, including risk of diabetes to hypertension to heart problems, and perhaps even more serious problems, must be clinically followed. In other words, having kids can take their toll in numerous ways, but there's a way to deal with it. What's the cheap psychological trick? Women, you must take all preventive steps to stay healthy. Raising a family is important work, and you want to stick around as long as possible to enjoy the fruits of your labor. Got a question? Write me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Joining us for a second time is Chris Ann Hall, former attorney, former prosecutor, host of a radio program that focuses on the Constitution and our rights. You may remember the name because she was associated with the events that have gone on this past month or so in Oregon, going up to support the people who were there on government land, which is really our land. I'm wholly in support, not necessarily of how this thing transpired, but the work that's being done by Chris Ann and others to inform you of what your rights are and how much land has been usurped by the federal government. Chris Ann, welcome to Good Day again. You are teaching a lot of classes every year to people about the Constitution. What brings you to them? Does somebody call you and say, we understand you're an expert? Or do you go out and about and try to solicit organizations that will want to listen to you speak?
No, I am invited by people. I don't solicit for events, and so people contact me. I have 9 formal classes that I offer on my website, and just by word of mouth, people have contacted me, and I am now teaching on average about 265 classes in over 22 states every single year, and I'm booking sometimes a year in advance.
So last week you were in Burns teaching about the Constitution there, talking about the standoff. I think we had a portion of your podcast on the air, as a matter of fact. What did you find when you were there? Did you talk to some of the protesters? What was your sense of the policing that was going on there? How did it all sort of fall together for you?
Well, you know, it's a very interesting truth when you get there, because it's Burns is a small rural community. You see just people going about their business. There's absolutely no indication in Burns whatsoever that anything is going on. People are going about their lives. There's no mass crowds, no disruptions in Burns. I found the governor's message to Loretta Lynch very disingenuous, and I think inflammatory, because what she claims is happening in Burns and Harney County was simply not happening. And the only show of force in Burns whatsoever was the FBI. The only source of fear in Burns was the FBI. The FBI had the county courthouse completely barricaded off with fences and concrete burns and armed men all over the place. And the protesters were not even in Burns. They had never even made any statements about Burns. They're at the refuge, which is about 30 minutes away from Burns.
So this was the typical FBI overreaction, overcooking it, using the authority that they have and all the weapons of war that they have to go after people, even though, admittedly, this was not the right way to do this. I ask openly, if these sorts of things are not right, what is? What gets people's attention? People like you going around and teaching these classes is one way of getting the word out, but what else can be done by people who are, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, Chris Ann, and I'm fed up with trying to use government lands to tell you they can't use it because we got to save a bird or a turtle or something. Meanwhile, we don't have we're getting to a point where we don't have enough land to grow our own food, never mind be the breadbasket of the world. So what else?
Well, not only that, the government's trying to tell you they know how to manage the land, and every farmer and rancher knows they're actually destroying the lands. They're not even managing them. And I think what we need to do is we need to get this education, and that's why I went to Burns, to educate them on the fact that the federal government has absolutely no constitutional authority to own or even manage this land. If anything, and we need to sort of turn the narrative around here, if anything, the federal government is occupying this land by force. We know they're occupying this land by force by what happened at the refuge, because the people who we were told this was public land, the people peacefully occupy the land, and the government comes in with force to remove them, and they have no authority to be there to begin with.
We have a real disconnect in our country between those who are in authority and those who just want to use what they, as you suggested here, and I agree with you, constitutionally are entitled to do. Maybe, again, barricading themselves in wasn't the right way to do it, but they certainly made a statement. So I want people to go to your website if they feel the message is important. Perhaps you want to invite Chris Ann to come speak to you in a group. Chris Ann, K-R-I-S-A-N-N-E. ChrisAnnHall.com is the way to be in touch with Chris Ann. Has the legal chops to explain what's going on constitutionally. I happen to agree with you 100%. Time for us to have more demonstrations. Needs to become a political issue, an election year issue. So Chris Ann, good luck in continuing to spread your message. Chris Ann Hall with us here on Good Day.